people often think to themselves when they quit smoking, or actually say to themselves, okay, I quit smoking. What bad habit shall I replace it with? And this is kind of a common concept that a lot of people think, that when they get rid of one bad habit, well, they got to take another bad habit in its place. It really is a mistake to replace one bad habit with another bad habit, no matter what it is. I've had people walk into my clinics bombed 5 nights in a row. I know how they're handling not smoking. They're replacing cigarettes with drinking. They either had an alcohol problem before, or these are people who, if they did have a problem before and they used cigarettes as a substitution, whether they were genetically predispositioned to have alcohol problems or not, these people are going to have a problem because they are using one drug in order to get off another drug. And at that point, whether they get physically addicted or not isn't even the only issue. They can very easily form a psychological dependence. Anything you do to get off smoking, you can become psychologically dependent on. And you got to be very careful with this, because if you don't, you're going to have another problem to deal with down the line that may have, you know, serious implications in its own right. Plus, if you have to stop doing this other activity, it may very well cost you your quit for smoking, which means it didn't do what you wanted it to do to start with. Even some people take a positive crutches to quit smoking. A positive crutch is something like exercising. I'll get a lot of people will take up exercise to quit smoking. My general warning to people is do not take up exercise to quit smoking. You could take up exercise when you quit smoking because you like to exercise. Oh, that's fine. You could take up exercise when you quit smoking because you feel like, well, that can help with weight management. That's okay. There's lots of reasons you could take up exercise when you quit smoking. But don't take up exercise so you don't smoke. Because if that's your mindset, it'll work great. Take up jogging, and every day you jog, you won't want a cigarette. But 6 months into your quit, you sprain your ankle. You might find that all of a sudden you can't jog. And the mindset that you've been working with all this time is, the way I don't smoke, I jog. I can't jog. I've got to smoke. I've had people take up swimming. Swimming's a great exercise. It's very aerobic. It doesn't have the wear and tear on the joints that jogging might have to individuals. But don't take up jogging or swimming to quit smoking. Because you take up swimming to quit smoking, you get an ear infection a year down the road. You're in trouble, because all of a sudden, the first advice you're going to get is you can't swim because of this infection, and then your logic again. The way I don't smoke is I swim, I can't swim, I have to smoke. You cannot replace cigarettes with something that you cannot always know you can do anywhere, anytime, any place. Some people would think, well, just go for a drink of water whenever you want a cigarette. That'll work great too. But, you know, 6 months after you quit smoking, you're walking down a forest preserve trail. And minding your own business, you're by yourself, you're feeling great. All of a sudden, you come across on this path a package of cigarettes, your brand, with a lighter there. Everything is ripe. There's no one around to catch you doing this. You know, you could sneak it and nobody would know the difference. And all of a sudden, you start to think, okay, all you have to do is go for a drink of water. You look north, south, east, and west, and there's not a water fountain in sight. You can blow that quit. If you're going to substitute anything when you quit smoking, there's only one thing that I really suggest people can safely substitute, and that's kind of deep breathing. And I like deep breathing when people think about cigarettes for a few reasons. One, deep breathing has a calming effect in its own right, having nothing to do with quitting smoking. It's just, if you listen to people who do yoga or self-hypnosis and just, you know, lots of different relaxation exercise, they really do learn how to deep breathe. So deep breathing has a calming effect in its own right. That's nice. Another thing about deep breathing, a week or so after you quit, or a month or so, somewhere down the line, all of a sudden you find yourself taking deeper breaths and not getting a tail end pain, not getting a tail end wheeze, not all of a sudden coughing your guts out because you're breathing. And now you've got an improvement that you could see from not smoking. Not only did you calm yourself down a little bit, but hey, look, I breathe better than when I was a smoker. The last thing I like about deep breathing is you can do it anywhere, anytime you want. In fact, the day you have to quit breathing, well, you could smoke that day if you want. It really doesn't make a difference. But anything else you use, it may not be available 24 hours a day, 365 days for the rest of your life. Be very careful with substitutions. Even if, again, if you feel like it's a positive substitution, if it is a substitution, that mindset can be very dangerous. All you need to do, not to smoke, it's not by putting something else in your mouth, it's not by doing any activity, it's not by drinking any liquid. There's only one thing you have to do, not to be a smoker again. And that is simply stick to your personal commitment to never take another puff.